Now will you notice, God had to correct Nathan. It came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Shalt thou build me a house for me to dwell in, whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. Now he says, you're going to have to go and correct this word you've given to David. You go tell David that I appreciate the fact that he wants to build me a house. And I never ask him to do it. I never ask any of my people to build me a house. And he says that I dwelt in a tent with them. That's where God met them. In other words, God identified himself with his people. And friends, that's the reason 1900 years ago, he came down here and took upon himself our humanity. And the very interesting thing is the same word is used by John. He says, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And that word dwelt means pitched his tent here among us. Instead of in a flimsy tent made of linen, he now is in a flimsy tent made of flesh. And he came down here and identified himself with us. God's always identified himself with his people. Now he tells David, I never asked them to ever build me a house. Verse 7, in all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why build ye not me a house of cedar? Now, that's verse 7. God says, I never asked them to build me a house of cedar at all. I asked none of them. In other words, this was David's idea. And God gives him credit for it, and God, I think, gives him credit for building the temple. Now will you notice, it says, Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts. Now God tells him what he's done for him. Listen to this, and what he's going to do with him. Now listen, this is very important. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. Now this is verse 8, and God says, David, you were a little shepherd boy, and I chose you, I picked you, and I've made you ruler over my people. Now listen to what the Lord says he's done for him. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Now, in God's book, David ranks as one of the great men that have lived on this earth. And I think David will compare to any ruler that's ever been on the earth today. I think he's outstanding. I think it's God's intention when he's raised from the dead for eternity that this man is going to rule on this earth down here. I believe that he'll be the vicegerent of the Lord Jesus Christ on the earth.